Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
But if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are joined together to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in our thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be with us, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I will tell of your names to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generations. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The first reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. The second reading is from the first letter of St. Peter, the first chapter. If you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, What is this conversation that you're holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some of the women in our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find the body, they came back saying that they'd even seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen, and indeed has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our God, from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning in the 25th verse. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A lot happened on that first Easter Sunday. The resurrection, all the sightings of Jesus during the day, that evening coming to them as they were gathered together, when he ate a piece of fish, and of course, what we read in today's gospel lesson. These are all stories that are more or less familiar to us. We have heard them before in sermons and Bible class. Have we ever put them together in one consistent story? It would be a good exercise for us, but that's not what we're going to take a look at today. Because there is a single, consistent story that's even bigger than that first Easter. Except that at the same time, it's all about that first Easter. Those 3 days that upended everything humanity thought about, they knew about God. It's the overarching story of Scripture, the Bible story. Oh, there are plenty of subplots. Creation, the fall, the flood, the Exodus, the Babylonian captivity, and more until we get to the birth of Jesus. It is in these stories, in fact, all of the Old Testament, that we see that the one underlying unifying purpose is to take us to the cross. We could work up a list of some of the scripture references that Jesus might have used on that walk to Emmaus. That would be an interesting project. But it almost misses the point. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees and the chief priests, they already knew all that. And if one of them were walking along to Emmaus too, they probably could have checked everything off their list of memory verses. But knowing the facts about the coming Messiah didn't really do them much good, did it? Because they missed that Jesus came to save sinners. No, they were expecting a Messiah that came to reward them for doing what they'd already done. You know, keep the rules, refine the rules, make them harder to keep. After all, they were the professional rule keepers. They wouldn't want any tax collector or other sinners getting rewarded. It was all about the rules, wasn't it? About God's law. Oh, the law has its place, that's for sure. But from the moment God shed the blood of an animal to cover the nakedness of the man and the woman, God's purpose had been focused on the cross. It has been about crushing Satan's head and putting an end to death so that we can live. Do you remember the Exodus? The law has been the dark cloud that triples up our old nature, but it also lights our path through the sea of baptism into, the wilderness. The wilderness, where we would starve except for the bread from heaven, where we would die of thirst except for the rock that was struck that we might live. The wilderness that we will finally get through and enter into rest, into the rest Jesus prepared for us. You see, you can see Jesus in this story, can't you? We are intended to. This is what Jesus was explaining on the road to Emmaus. And so much more. Stories that the disciples had heard all their lives. Stories that the Pharisees could recite backwards weren't just stories anymore. The prophecies were true. And the things that didn't make sense were beginning to. The Messiah was a king that would reign forever, wasn't he? Then why would he die? And how could he still live? And what does it mean for me? And does it take your breath away? These disciples rushed back to Jerusalem from Emmaus. I can almost hear them say, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" They knew so much now. The long-awaited promise had been fulfilled. It was the end of a long wait. It was just the beginning. The revelation of Christ in Scripture did not end on that Sunday evening with the breaking of bread in Emmaus. No. All of Scripture takes us to the cross. Paul wrote, "For Jews demand a sign, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles." Much of the book of Hebrews is to explain to us some of the ways Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises of the Old Testament. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul points to where the law was pointing us all along. He writes, "Love never ends. For as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now I see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." And until that moment comes, and we can say, right along with Job, "For I know my Redeemer lives, and I at last will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." We remain the children of God. And what do children do? We learn. Sometimes through good instruction. Sometimes we learn things the hard way. So, as dearly loved children, let us learn and relearn this marvelous story that we have heard. It is real history. It is sound advice for living. It is in these things and more. But it is most of all the path to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. First for our Lord and Savior, and then for us. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. You have heard our pleas for mercy, O Lord, and given up your Son to be our Savior. Hear us now as we come to you on behalf of ourselves and all people according to their needs. Our hearts have burned in us, Lord, as your word has been read and preached. Keep our faith from growing cold and grant us grace that we may not waver in faith or succumb to temptation. Give to us and to our children's receptive hearts that we may hear, and hearing believe, and believing be steadfast in this faith and hope all our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have cleansed us, O Lord, with water and the word in baptism, and you have marked us as your own people. With Robert Daniel Berbeas, counted as your own too, give to us grace that we may live out this faith in holy lives, lifting up your name in word and deed for as long as we live. Guide us that with souls purified by obedience to the truth, we may love one another earnestly from a pure heart. O Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless your church, O Lord, that she may welcome the strangers in Christ's name and maintain the unity of the faith in the bonds of love. Gather those who are separated and preserve their faith by your word until all precautions and shelter measures have passed. Bless our Synod President, our District President, our Vicar, and the pastors who serve with us. Bless those training for to serve the Church. Bless each of us as we live out our baptismal vocation of worship, witness, prayer, and service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guard our nation, O Lord, that we may enjoy peace and security in the face of threat and danger. Bless our President, the Congress of the United States, the governors of New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and all the states and local officials, that they may fulfill their office faithfully. Bless all emergency and medical workers and members of the armed forces who protect us, and teach the nations the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Deliver us from all afflictions, and grant us strength to bear all our burdens, O Lord. Hear us in particular for Rose, Paul, Sheila, Demetrius, Harriet, and those who we name in our hearts, according to your gracious will. Heal the sick, relieve those who suffer, comfort the grieving, especially Catherine and Tom Smith and the entire Sharp family, and give peace to the dying. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Stay with us, O Lord, and be our strength in weakness and our hope in time of despair. Your gracious will once kept the saints in faith, even into death. Keep us, we pray, with them in your faith and fear, that we may be found faithful when Christ comes again in his glory to bring fulfillment to all things once and evermore. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Through the breaking of the bread, O Lord, you feed us upon the flesh of Christ and grant us to drink his blood in faith. We long for this gift and for the fellowship of your altar. Throughout this time of separation, sustain us by your holy word. Deepen our desire for you and for life together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and grant us the enjoyment of these godly desires soon. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Accept, O Lord, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and for all your goodness and generosity. Receive as well all the tithes and offerings we return to you, that your church may have the resources to proclaim your gospel and care for the poor and those in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and whatever other things we need, O Lord, we pray you grant us in the name and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose death has made full atonement for our sin, and whose resurrection has granted to us the promise of our own joyful resurrection to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness that you bestow on us. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, we bless you for your boundless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the means of grace and the hope of glory, We implore you to give us a right understanding of all your mercies, that our hearts may ever be deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Direct our lives in ways of holiness and righteousness all our days, that we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor. Be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble. And finally, be received in your everlasting kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you.